Well, Mr. Brady, now that the House has taken action on getting Texas some very important highway funds by transferring money, is the Senate going to do it?
Well, I hope so. The House passed two bills that transfer together about $9 billion in the Highway Trust Fund to build roads and to repair bridges. It's critical for Texas. We're a growing state. Our region is a growing region, and we have not only congestion to deal with, but safety concerns as well with our bridges. So, had we not acted, next year Texas would have faced a reduction of federal funds of almost one-third. And that comes on top of state funds that have become so low. The Texas Department of Transportation said next year they're not going to begin any new construction projects. That's just not acceptable for our state, certainly not for our region, our motorists, our businesses. And so I thought this was a good move on our part.
If you didn't pass this, that would be telling people that are waiting for the I-69 to finally become a reality. Guess what? It's not happening.
We've got major roads from 45 to I-10. We've got expansions along the north-south corridor and east-west as well. Then we've got repair and maintenance that all needs to be done. And in our region, whether you're preparing for an evacuation or you're just trying to get home at the end of the day to see your kid's soccer game, either way, we need good roads and safe roads.
One of the bills that is finally in the hopper, finally getting some attention on the Hill, is your bill to finally do something about the law that was used to put two border agents behind bars for a very long period of time.
We've all been troubled by the prosecution and the sentences of border agents Ramos and Campion. And there's no question they made mistakes in the situation, but they certainly didn't deserve to go to federal prison for 11 and 12 years. A big part of that sentence was an enhanced penalty, 10 years, for using a gun during the commission of a crime. That has bothered me from day one. That law was intended to punish criminals who choose to use a gun while committing a crime. It was never intended for law enforcement who must carry a gun while they're doing their duty and protecting us. So our legislation creates an exemption for law enforcement officials who are on duty, have reasonable belief someone is committing a crime, and who are in hot pursuit of them. They're making split-second decisions on the job. And the reason I introduced this bill is to make sure that in the future, no law enforcement officer, whether they're protecting our border or they're protecting our neighborhood, will ever have to worry about facing a 10-year jail sentence simply for doing their job and trying to make the right decisions.
Blink of an eye, anything can happen. And they need to be able to not wonder if, am I going to go to jail for this as they're trying to figure out, how do I save my life?
Our law enforcement officials have an incredibly tough job as it is. We shouldn't be making it tougher on them. And this bill, I think, will give them some freedom from fear of being prosecuted or having stiff sentences when they don't deserve it.
Another thing that's waiting on action on the House side is a bill that you filed to finally get some people who have been wondering if they'll ever see a stimulus check a piece of the pie. It's their piece of the pie, too.
Yes, what we discovered, the Ways and Means Committee held a hearing here recently, and what we learned from the Treasury Department is that some of our Texas teachers may not be eligible for stimulus checks. As you know, people qualify for stimulus checks one of two ways. Either they have $1 of tax liability or they have Social Security benefits of $3,000 or more. That was to make sure our seniors and our veterans could get a check. Unfortunately, the law, which was rushed through, did not treat our teacher retirement benefits the same way. We believe that there are up to 65,000 Texas teachers who may not qualify for a stimulus check unless we change the law. Now, some of those may be part-time teachers and they have other income that would trigger a stimulus check, but there are some, my guess, teachers who worked many years ago who didn't have a high salary, so they don't have a high retirement, who would not trigger $1's worth of liability. So I've introduced a bill that treats our Texas teacher retirements just like Social Security and makes sure every one of our teachers are eligible for that stimulus check, because with the cost of living, cost of food and gasoline and everything else, especially for our elderly, $300 to $600 could really help them.
Especially just trying to get from point A to point B these days, most people can't afford to get there. And lots of efforts going on right now on the Hill to try and get some real energy legislation through. What's it going to take to finally get American energy flowing, especially out at the ANWR?
A number of us this week introduced the American Energy Act, really a compilation of all the key energy legislation that's focused on not just conservation and new renewables, which we all need, but finally on exploring more and producing more oil, gas here in America. We've asked Speaker Pelosi to give us an up or down vote before Congress leaves for August. It just seems unfair that through the whole August work period, people will be canceling vacations and small businesses will be struggling, and Congress has yet to act to have an up or down vote on drilling here in America. I joined with a colleague from Texas, Congressman Ralph Hall from North Texas, on a bill that approaches ANWR in a different way. What it does is it transfers that small part of ANWR back to the state of Alaska, who their governor and their people are eager to begin exploration. And they say it won't take them 10 years to produce oil and gas from ANWR. They can begin immediately if Washington will just get out of the way. And I want Washington to get out of the way. So I've sponsored that bill, and we're going to push it hard.
Seems like right now Washington is living in a car society and thinking about horses and buggies.
I always get aggravated by how much time we waste up there on issues that don't matter, yet we are just begging for help on oil and gas and fuel prices. But the House had time to express support for the goals and ideals of National Carriage Driving Month. That's carriages with horse and buggies, which I think if energy prices keep going up the way it is and Congress fails to act, maybe we'll all be driving those someday.